This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
I couldn't see it from that far away.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, back again. I'm here. I'm live. It's not a, we give a proof of life like in kidnappings. Today is Tuesday. I am back. I was gone on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday in Dallas, Texas, and I thought I'd be back for hour number one today, but my flight was changed at the last minute by Southwest Airlines. They actually canceled the flight forever from Dallas at 8 o'clock in the morning back to Las Vegas. I don't know why they did that, but it is canceled, and nobody ever told me until I called in yesterday to get my seat, so I wound up on a later flight. I had to come through San Antonio, and we had the great Lee Elsie do hour number one. Thank you, Lee. I love you, and I think you're great, and I really appreciate it. Every time that you guest host for me, let alone in the pinch like you did today for the first hour of the show with my flight being delayed. But I'm here. I'm back. Wayne Allyn Root on the War Now, Wayne Allyn Root Show. Fordham Resources is the main title sponsor of this show. They are the they've actually got the naming rights to the Wayne Root Studio. It's no longer the Wayne Root Studio. It's the Fordham Resources Studio. They're led by Chairman and CEO Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits, one of the greatest hits in the history of Wall Street. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of high-profile oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property, not 180 square acres, 180 square miles, which means it's about nine times bigger than the city of Manhattan, New York. Fordham's traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. I repeat, FTMR, and you can find out more at FordhamResources.com, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com. So much going on today, it's impossible for me to keep up. I also want to mention, apropos, that Lee Elsie would host the first hour of the show, because Lee Elsie was instrumental in getting me on at four new stations in Hartford, Connecticut. WDRC 1360 AM started today. WDRC 102.9 FM and HD3 started today. WMMW 1470 AM started today. And WSNG 610 AM started today. All of our new affiliates in Connecticut, and add that to WJJF FM, where Lee's main base is, and of course we are just covering the entire state of Connecticut. I'm also covering Dallas, Texas, San Antonio, Texas, Corpus Christi, Texas, and of course Las Vegas, one of my big flagship stations, and lots of other stations all over the United States on USA Radio Network. But thank you, wonderful affiliates in Hartford, Connecticut, 1360 AM, 102.9 FM, 1470 AM, and 610 AM. For joining up with WJJF FM and giving us great coverage all over Connecticut. Lee Elsie instrumental in making it happen. Thank you, Lee. ISIS says behind Sri Lanka bombings, and it was retaliation for the New Zealand mosque massacre. So now, supposedly, we're to believe ISIS. I seem to remember when ISIS took credit four times for the Vegas terror attack. The FBI immediately said they're liars, they lied, they have nothing to do with it. We're not even considering them as suspects in this, but now they take credit for this one, and everybody says, it must be ISIS. Well, I agree with them, it is ISIS. I'm just telling you, when it comes time for the Vegas massacre on October 1st, 2017, I felt the same way. ISIS said beforehand, with blood dripping over the Vegas Strip on video, we're coming after you, Las Vegas, then there's a terror attack. ISIS takes credit once, twice, three times, four times, and nobody ever considered that ISIS had anything to do with the Vegas terror attack, but now they say they have something to do with the terrible Sri Lanka bombing. Suddenly, everybody believes them. Isn't that interesting? I had 20 experts on this show since that Vegas terror attack who all said the same thing, and I mean experts on ISIS, and they all said the same thing. ISIS never takes credit for anything that they don't do. So it gives you food for thought. There's a new video out. The Sri Lanka suicide bombers pledging allegiance to the ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi in a newly released video. Terrible, terrible, terrible. At least 300 people, mostly Christians, were killed on Sunday. 400 more injured in bombings at Christian churches and Western hotels on Easter morning in Sri Lanka. And then the response to that is equally disgusting. Well, I can't say that. You know what? Let me change my wording. Not equally disgusting, because nothing is equal to murder. Obviously, words aren't equal to murder. I realize liberal nutcases always think Trump's words are equal to murder, so I never want to be one of those people. But I still find it absolutely disgusting that liberals like Obama and Hillary could not mention the word Christians. They could not mention the word Islamic terror attack. They can't do it. They attacked me for mentioning that Vegas might have been related to ISIS terrorism. Everything about it sounded like and felt like ISIS terrorism. And ISIS warned they were going to attack Vegas. And then four times afterwards, ISIS took credit for Vegas. But nobody ever thought that sounded right when Wayne Root said it could be, might be. We need to look at, investigate whether ISIS was involved. But is that different than when Obama and Hillary know ISIS is involved in a terror attack and they can't say the word Islamic terror and they can't say the word Christian? They're not Christian. They're Easter worshipers. They're the people of Sri Lanka. They're victims, but they're not Christians. They're travelers. They're Eastern worshipers. They're everything except Christians being attacked by Muslim extremists. That's the reality. Obama's a fraud, and Hillary's a fraud. And liberals who can't say the word Islamic and terrorism in the same sentence are frauds. And meanwhile, a British reality star said, don't pray for Christians killed in Sri Lanka, because Christian missionaries are like cult leaders, and they were trying to convert people in Sri Lanka. So I guess he thinks they deserved it. His exact quote is, Don't send prayers to the victims of the Sri Lanka terror attacks. There's no excuse for terror attacks against innocent people. But as a journalist, I saw Western Christian missionaries unscrupulously converting Buddhist orphans for food and shelter after the Asian tsunami. Don't send your prayers. He was met with a furious backlash with one Twitter user calling on him. His name is Andy West, British reality star, to have some decency, delete this, and never even think to say anything this callous ever again. And the 34-year-old star is now a TV and radio broadcaster in England, defended his position in further messages, at one point attacking Christian cult leaders in Sri Lanka. So prayers aren't needed. In fact, prayers have proven beyond doubt to have no effect. What might help, however, is ending the Western campaign to convert people of other religions in exchange for charity. See, here's a perfect example, folks, of the delusion, the complete delusion of Democrats. And I mean delusion, Democrats. I mean liberals. Obviously, in England, there aren't Democrats, but there are liberals with the same kind of philosophy, and they're just morons. Because in his mind, words are the same as murder. So if you do something people don't like converting Buddhists or Hindus to Christian, which it's arguable there's anything wrong with that in the first place, but if you do it and people don't like it, they have a right to murder you in this crazy lunatic's mind. Crazy lunatic. All right, and Los Angeles is going to change the name this weekend of Rodeo Road to Obama Boulevard. Isn't that perfect? Isn't that brilliant? It's just absolutely incredible. When you think about the fact of Obama's legacy, and they say they're doing it just to make sure everybody remembers Obama's legacy. Let me remind you of Obama's legacy. Lowest economic growth since the Great Depression, the most debt ever created in history, including more than all the other presidents in history combined, the most regulations in history, the most welfare in history, the highest welfare in history, the highest food stamps in history, the highest disability in history by people who aren't even disabled. He used the IRS to try and destroy political opponents, including me, a crime for which he should be in prison, and spying on Trump, the new Watergate. There's Obama's legacy. Let's hope we unfurl all of that in a banner on Obama Boulevard, on a cross street of the Martin Luther King Boulevard. And you know what else liberals do for the world, and Obama did for the world? Holy crap, there's a new poop map that shows San Francisco literally covered in human excrement. Human poop everywhere across the entire city of San Francisco. Since 2008, over 23,800 cases of human waste reported in the heart of San Francisco, 13 reports of human feces in front of City Hall, 17 events at the U.S. Marshal's Office, 67 reports at the Tenderloin Police Station at Eddy Street. The largest concentration of complaints in the area of Market Street, where the headquarters of Twitter and Uber are located. Nearly 100 poop markers clustered along the block that surrounds City Hall. That's what liberals create for you. Disaster. And meanwhile, some great news today. Benjamin Netanyahu says, I will name a Golan Heights town after Donald Trump. He's a hero in Israel. U.S. Supreme Court signals support for Trump's 2020 census citizenship question. Yay, Trump! That's the greatest news ever. We cannot let illegals fill out the citizenship form. Are you kidding me? You know what that's an invitation for? Illegality. Criminality. You know what that's an invitation for? Liberal cities growing bigger and bigger and stronger and getting more congressmen and more power and more money from the federal government. So, good news. And the Treasury Department denies Democrats getting Trump's taxes for the second time. It's not a crime. He has every right to not show his taxes. And there's no law that says you have to show your taxes. And Trump orders a crackdown on illegal aliens overstaying their visas in the U.S. All good news in Trump land. Meanwhile, Bernie Sanders says murderers and rapists should vote in prison. And when they ask him, should that include people like the Boston terror bomber, the Muslim terrorist who killed people and knocked their legs and arms off during the big parade, the marathon in Boston? Bernie Sanders said, yeah, he deserves to vote. And Kamala Harris said, we should have a conversation if the Boston bomber should get to vote from death row. These people are so sick in the head, they give new meaning to the word mental illness. We need a division of mental institutions just for Democrats. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, use my promo code USA.
If your vehicle isn't stopping like it used to or makes squealing noises when you brake, shop the Spring Brake Deal Savings Event at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, buy a set of Brake Best Select pads and a pair of rotors and get a $20 O'Reilly gift card by mail. Don't miss the Spring Brake Deals at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy had former Marine and fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world. With the most
colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Braun beat the police, City Hall, and stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Quarry as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Quarry, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, RonCurryAuthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
War now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Root, I am back. I am back and jazzed up. I had a great Easter vacation in Dallas, Texas. I missed hour number one. My plane flight was delayed, but I'm here for hour number two. Thank you, Lee Elsie, for being guest host for hour number one and filling in admirably and wonderfully. All my listeners love Lee Elsie, and thank you for all the help grabbing those new affiliates all over Connecticut, WDRC, WDRC-FM, MMWAM, WSNGAM, all over the state of Connecticut. Wayne Root's voice rings strong. Also, thanks to our sponsor of this segment, Ron Quarry. Tenacity is the name of his book. All of you have heard it before. He's a Vegas tough guy and former Marine who fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. Now he's telling the real story, the raw story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the story of what it takes to make it in business and in Vegas, and with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever, Ron beat the police, City Hall, and stage 4 cancer. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood wants to turn Ron's book into a movie, and famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco and Kill Bill is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Quarry as a book, an ebook, or a Kindle. That's Quarry as in C-O-U-R-Y. Or get the audiobook read by Michael Madsen. It's all at Amazon.com. Or get more details at Ron's website, RonQuarryAuthor.com. Ron Quarry, C-O-U-R-Y, author.com. I got to a lot of crazy stuff in segment number one of hour number two, but I didn't get to how insane the Democrats are. I mentioned quickly that Bernie Sanders' latest crazy push is to get murderers and rapists to vote while in prison. He told a crowd at a CNN town hall on Monday that murderers, rapists, and all convicted felons should be allowed to vote while still in prison. If somebody commits a serious crime, he said, sexual assault, murder, they're going to be punished. They may be in jail for 20 years, 50 years, their whole lives. That's what happens when you commit a serious crime. But I think the right to vote is inherent in our democracy, he says. Even for terrible people, yes. Because once you start chipping away and say, that guy committed a terrible crime, not going to let him vote. That person did that, not going to let that person vote. You're running down a slippery slope. Can you imagine what kind of morons we're dealing with here? But keep talking, man. Keep talking. You're a gigantic moron. Kamala Harris says we should have a conversation if the Boston bomber should get to vote from death row. We should have a conversation if the Boston bomber should get a vote from death row. So they've taken it from felons who have left prison, meaning former felons, or maybe you're a felon for life, but you're out of prison, to now voting in prison, to now voting if you're the worst, most despicable murderer and rapist, to now voting if you're a terrorist that murders multiple Americans and you're a mass killer. They would have let Charles Manson vote. They would have let Hitler vote. That should be the title of my new commentary coming out Thursday. Democrats want Hitler to vote. Name all the great mass murderers in history. Ted Bundy. They want Ted Bundy to vote. Name all the names. The greatest mass murderers in history. Pol Pot in Cambodia. Stalin. Mussolini. Hitler. Bernie Sanders wants them all to vote because you're running down a slippery slope. Didn't you know that? It's a slippery slope. Look at the terrorist attack just in Sri Lanka this weekend on Sunday. There's a billionaire fashion mogul, Anders Holk Povlasens. This guy lost three of his four children. I don't even know what to say when a person has four children and three of them are murdered at one time by a terrorist. But Bernie wants the terrorists to vote. Do you understand the significance of what these crazy Democrats are saying? They've sold their souls to the devil. Can you quote me, Right Wing Watch? Bernie and Kamala are now possessed by Satan. They want the sickest, evilest people in the history of the world to vote. They're possessed by Satan himself. I feel like a Christian preacher. You're going to hell. You're going to hell. You've got Satan in your body. I feel like taking Bernie's head and shaking it. I got to shake Satan out of you. It's unbelievable how bad Democrats really are. And wait, there's more. I feel like an infomercial. Wait, there's more. We're also going to give you Ilhan Omar. She retweets a claim that Jesus Christ, who was, of course, white and Jewish, was a Palestinian. I mean, leftists just love to rewrite history. Jesus was a Palestinian. I didn't know that. Jesus was a Muslim now. He wasn't a Jew, he was a Muslim. Everyone knows a Jew formed the greatest religion in world history, Christianity. A Jew was the CEO of Christianity, Jesus Christ. Now you've got to make him out. There are black leaders who think he's black. Now you've got Muslims saying he's Muslim. And Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, as if to top Ilhan Omar, does an interview in front of a bunch of veterans and says the VA isn't broken. It provides top-notch health care. Tell that to relatives of all the dead vets who waited on a fake line until they were dead because they had no money to service them. Democrats.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Trump administration missed a 5 p.m. deadline on Tuesday to turn over the president's tax returns to the House Ways and Means Chairman Richard Neal intensifying a standoff that will likely end up in court. Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley says the majority of Americans do not care about the president's tax returns.
They tried these type of ridiculous tactics in the past to push things like his tax returns. It's already been litigated in the court of public opinion and in the election. The president won it. He's the president, and no one cares about ridiculous charges about tax returns and all types of other things Democrats are doubling down on today.
Gidley was speaking there on Fox News. The winner of a $768 million Powerball jackpot has come forward to claim his prize in Wisconsin. 24-year-old Manuel Franco tells reporters this is yet to sink in.
It's amazing. It feels like a dream, and it feels honestly like any moment I'm going to wake up.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
This
is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, I've been back. I've been out for a few days for Easter holiday in Dallas, Texas. I am back, and that's a good thing, and I feel energized, and I feel great, and I love educating and empowering all of you and letting you know what's going on out there. I also, my voice is strong. My doctor suggests is the reason my voice hangs in there. Thank God my voice hangs in there. Because how could you do 3 hours a day, thousands of hours a year on radio? Not just the 3 hours a day on radio and TV, but also, you know, many, many, many hours doing radio interviews and many business meetings and conference calls. And my voice never stops. My voice is a workhorse. Used to be hoarse all the time when I didn't have 3 hours a day of radio. And now I have 3 hours a day of radio and TV. And my voice is a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. These lozenges work. And now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form. They also have a mouthwash. It's great stuff. And the actual gel I put on my face every night before I go to bed, and I smother it all over my face, and my skin looks great. Thank you, my doctor suggests. You're now doing for my skin what you used to do for my voice for the last 3 years. For the first day I started this show, someone told me about it. I don't remember who, but I went out and ordered it because I thought 3 hours a day of radio, I better do it. And it works like magic, and now it's working on my skin. And I'm swallowing it as well with the actual liquid. So there's a liquid, a gel, a lozenge, and I'm using the mouthwash as well. So thank you, my doctor suggests. Order it all. Get 20% off. Use promo code USA Radio. That's all you have to say is Wainwright sent me in USA Radio. 866-660-9868. Toll free, 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggests.com/root. mydoctorsuggests.com/root or 866-660-9860. And as with every advertiser on the show, if you're driving and you can't remember that, all you have to do is go to rootforamerica.com, my website, and all of the sponsors are laid out there with their phone numbers, their contact numbers, everything you have to do. It's all there at rootforamerica.com. Just click on sponsors. James Hurston is with us, New York Times bestselling author and law professor. His expertise is the entertainment industry. We love having him here every Tuesday afternoon. JamesHurston.com is the website, H-I-R-S-E-N, JamesHurston.com. James, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing, Wayne? I hope you had a blessed Easter.
I did. I was in the Big D in Dallas, Texas. Had a great time. And just got back literally an hour ago. Missed the first hour of my show because my plane was my flight was delayed. The flight got canceled. And so I had to, you know, make other plans on the run. And I had to go through San Antonio. But I got back, and I'm here. And I made it just in time to do my interview with you. So I hope you appreciate it. I kept thinking, the whole time I'm in the air, I'm thinking, Hurston, Hurston, Hurston. So here I am.
Well, that made you on time, so I'm
good. All right. You did. So let's talk about some of the big issues going on in America today and in Hollywood today. First of all, a British reality TV star, in response to the Sri Lanka bombings, 300 dead, hundreds injured, all attacks on Christians. He says, don't pray for Christians killed in Sri Lanka. What a disgusting, low-life, slug, scumbag piece of garbage. What else can I call him?
Yeah, really. I mean, we'd violate the FCC if we said what we really think of this guy. For him, he basically said not to send prayers to the victims of the Sri Lanka attacks, the terrorism, by the way, targeting Christians and Christian missionaries. And he called the Christian missionaries cult leaders. But this shows how extreme, how simple. This guy is a self-described journalist, by the way, who at one time was suspended from the BBC for some of his crazy talk, but he still acts as a journalist. He's best known for being on the British version of Big Brother, just a reality contestant, if you will. But for him to say that actually is reflective of the mainstream media as a whole, that refused, first of all, they refused to report that it was terrorism. There were something over 60 reports on CNN where they did not mention the fact that this was Islamic extremist terrorism.
Or they didn't mention they were attacking Christians either. No
and
mention.
And then they wouldn't. Yeah, and then we heard politicians, including Hillary Clinton, talk about Easter worshipers, which is a new pseudonym, but they want to avoid saying the word Christian. But this has been an attack on Christians. Sri Lanka has had threats on Christians of this very thing, of suicide bombings, for months. And then some of the media tried to characterize this as being spurred on by the New Zealand atrocity at the mosque, which is ridiculous because this was obviously planned for months ahead of time. But it's just it's a very unfortunate thing. This British reality television star hasn't apologized. He did this on Twitter, by the way, which is one of the good things about social media. It sometimes gives us an X-ray right into the soul of some of these celebrities. And this guy, I think his career, whatever career he has as a post-Big Brother person, is going to suffer for this because, as you mentioned, I mean, there's a whole series of adjectives we could describe him, but he is not worth listening to, period.
No, a terrible person, but in England, that may be the norm at this point. You know, political correctness runs amok in England, so we shall see. I'll tell you what, that is the other big scandal of the weekend. We touched on it real quickly just now in connection with this Brit reality star, but the reality is, excuse the pun, that Obama and Hillary Clinton both put out tweets, so did many other liberals, about this horrible thing that happened in Sri Lanka, this tragedy of epic proportions, another 9/11 type of attack by Muslims against Christians, and they managed to avoid ever using the word Christians or ever using the word Islamic terror attacks, identifying it as terrorism. They said it was just Easter victims, Easter worshippers who were killed. How terrible that is. No mention of Christians. Obama and Hillary both took a lot of heat for this, correct?
Yes, and they should have heat. But isn't it interesting that the language that Obama and Hillary used is the exact same language that CNN, MSNBC, and the broadcast networks used? They also used the term Easter worshiper, and they contorted themselves like a Cirque du Soleil performer to avoid saying what was going on in Sri Lanka. But when the New Zealand atrocity occurred, they also contorted the facts to try desperately to tie Trump to that atrocity in New Zealand. And, of course, that's the reason it got a much bigger megaphone and it was described with more accuracy, and the victims were constantly described as Muslim victims, whereas the Christians, they're avoiding saying who the victims are. There's a war against Christianity in the West and really all over the world.
All over the world.
Yeah, and the media really doesn't pay attention to it, the mainstream media. It's left to the alternative media to bring it to the attention of the American people.
I read earlier today, I think it's something like 380 Christians are killed every month around the world by people who hate Christianity. I'm guessing 99% of those deaths and those murders are caused by Islamic extremists, Muslim terrorists, Muslim extremists, whatever word you want to use. My guess is that. But there are over 300 Christians killed every month, and there's just no mention of it at all in the media. It's incredible, right?
It's another one of those media blackouts. And look, the mainstream media today, one of the key elements of their bias and their being lackeys for the left is their choice of story. And if a story today, what it is on CNN, for example, they have a filter and they ask themselves, is there any way we can use this story to attack President Trump? Then it gets on the air. And so the fact that Christians are attacked, in their mind, somehow would help the right, help President Trump, help the Republican Party, and therefore they black it out. And that's what's happening.
And then, one more topic, and I didn't see you, I don't see this on your list, but it sure was on my list. It's incredible to me that a billionaire fashion mogul, richest man in Denmark, lost three of his four young children. I just can't even imagine the tragedy of that epic proportion in one man's life. I don't know how you go on. I really don't, James Hurston. But, you know, I feel like it's kind of an entertainment industry topic, just that he's one of the richest men in the world. He's the king of fashion in Denmark. He's the richest man in Denmark. And he lost, basically his whole family got wiped out.
It is impossible for any human being to understand. You're talking about Anders Holt Povlsen, and this guy, this billionaire from Denmark, three of his kids wiped out at Sri Lanka. Now it's beyond any comprehension. But every parent knows that the greatest heartbreak that can occur is when a child suffers in any way. Or your own child, and losing a child it puts a hole in your life that can never be filled. And to lose three, it's just, you know, so this guy's worth about $8 billion. I'm sure he'd trade all
every
of
penny of it. Every penny.
Every penny.
And when we get back, I want to talk about Ukraine, where they elected a local TV comic president of Ukraine by a landslide, not just squeaking in, by a landslide. And this guy played a president in a comic show on TV. It must have been a sitcom, I assume, because he's a comic. Let's talk about that when we get back. And, of course, we have to get to the Mueller report. We've got to. So you're an attorney and a law professor, and I want to get to the Mueller report and James Hurston's feelings about that as well. So it'll all come back in just a moment with James Hurston. And then don't forget, in about 15 minutes, we'll be on Newsmax TV, channel 349, DirecTV, channel 216 Dish, and cable channels all over the country, in particular Comcast Xfinity, or just go to NewsmaxTV.com at 8 o'clock Eastern. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream. And he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy and former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and Stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, RonCoreyAuthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible's CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
War now!
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. War Now, Liberty Health Share is the sponsor of this segment of the show. If you're among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care, I'm happy to inform you there is a solution. The solution is Liberty Health Share. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks. You choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty Health Share allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. So do it today. There's no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. I'm a member. My children are members. All of you listen to the show regularly know how well they took care of me and my family, and most importantly me when I had kidney stones just a matter of 2 months ago. It was a miracle what they did for me, and I will be forever thankful for the great treatment by Liberty Health Share. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. My listeners have all reported the exact same type of treatment. It wasn't about me getting special treatment. Everybody says they've taken great care of them. 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY. It's a whole new way to protect yourself. It is not health insurance. It is Christian health sharing. It is an alternative to health insurance, and it is fantastic. 855-585-4237 or lightyourliberty.com. One more thing I've got to mention is that Newsmax TV comes up in about 7 minutes. I'm on. And if you don't get Newsmax TV, call your local cable system and tell them you want Newsmax TV on your cable TV. You have other TV options. Encourage them to make you happy. We're everywhere now. We're in 80 million homes and a chance to be in 90 million before the year is up. But we're not on Cox Cable, as an example, in Las Vegas, and Cox is in many other places around the country. Just call this number and tell them you demand Newsmax TV so you can watch your favorite host, Wayne Root. 844-500-6397. 844-500-6397. Newsmax TV will connect you to the cable system nearest you, and it will be no charge to you, totally free, and tell them you want Newsmax TV and Wayne Root. All right, we've got James Herson back, New York Times bestselling author, law professor, expertise, entertainment industry. And so the Ukraine elected a local TV comic as president, and and he beat the incumbent president of Ukraine by a landslide. No one ever thought something like this would be possible. I think Trump kind of paved the way for strange elections all over the world of people who know nothing about government and nothing about politics. I think it's a good thing. What say you, James Hurston?
Okay, remember, this guy is in a television show where he plays the president on TV. So I expect any day now, Julia Louise Dreyfus is going to jump into the Democratic. You know, why not have 22 or 23 candidates? Because she plays a vice president on a show. But this guy, what's interesting about him, his name is Zelensky. He seems to reflect, from a Ukrainian point of view, a lot of Trumpian policies. He's a populist. He's kind of a Ukraine first kind of guy. He's a reformer, and he's a non-incumbent. He's clearly an outsider. It appears as though he got into the race because the people that produced the television show did it as a publicity stunt, and he ended up being number one in the polls right away. So the incumbent obviously is not very popular. And one of the things he wants to do is, he wants to negotiate peace with Russia to try to end the war that's been going on after the annexation of Crimea. So he's a kind of an anti-war kind of candidate. Really has a lot of Trumpian aspects. So your comparison is interesting. And he's not a dumb guy. He actually has a law degree. He's not someone that has political experience. But maybe the citizens of Ukraine are doing what we did and say, look, our government isn't working for us, and we want to bring in an outsider, even if he's a comedic actor.
I agree. Look, anything is better than the people you've got in office now. Not Ukraine. Here. Anything's better. I would take 430-plus comics over the United States House. I would take 100 comics over the 100 people in the U.S. Senate, as long as there are 100 comics who are conservative comics. I don't want to replace them with your typical Hollywood liberal comic.
Yeah, we need Tim Allen, Patricia Heaton, Mel Gibson. That's it.
There you go. And speaking of that, Patricia Heaton rips MSNBC for their Sunday ambush on Robert Mueller. What was that all about?
Well, you know, Patricia Heaton is a pretty amazing person. MSNBC, a reporter, cornered Robert Mueller on Easter Sunday when he's coming out of church, and then reported this big story that Robert Mueller uttered the words, no comment. And what she was saying is that to do that on Easter Sunday and then chuckle about it is really obscene. By the way, I know Patricia very well. She's a wonderful person, and she's a courageous person in Hollywood. She's the head of a group called Feminists for Life, and she's a pro-life activist, which in Hollywood is almost, you might as well end your career if you do that. If you have a rally for pro-life in Hollywood, only Patricia Heaton would show up. She's an amazingly courageous lady, and I'm glad to see her attack the obscene fake news press. It's great.
All right, James Hurston, you're great, and people don't need to call up their local cable provider to get James Hurston. You just tune in to Wayne Allyn Root and War Now on this USA Radio Network and USA Radio stations to get him on Tuesday afternoons, always at half past the second hour, which is 4:30 West Coast time here in Vegas, 7:30 on the East Coast. James Hurston, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Website is jameshurston.com. Also want to mention one more time, thank you to our new affiliates in Hartford, Connecticut. It's great being on the East Coast. We call it our flagship station, WJJF-FM on the East Coast. But now we're on four other stations in Hartford, Connecticut, and we really appreciate it. We'll be back right now on Newsmax TV.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and
phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.